Introducing the Faith Series, a transformative audio sermon experience crafted by the visionary minds at spiritnerds.org. Each week, we bring you a curated collection of powerful sermons from theologically sound preachers around the globe, delving into diverse topics that address the depths of our spiritual journey. This remarkable series has become a beacon of inspiration, touching the lives of millions of Christians worldwide, from faith-building messages to practical guidance and navigating spiritual matters. The Faith Series is a wellspring of blessing designed to ignite your faith and deepen your relationship with God.
And then from there, you begin to walk. How do you get there? And then the Bible said that the word is like hammer. There are people, their heart is like Olumo rock. So if you are just talking to them, it seems as if you are splashing water on the rock. It's not touching them. You need to bring hammer. I have gone to many territories, many places to minister. And when I stood, I saw that the ground is hard. The ground is hard. Many pastors and many people are not aware of this. They went on, you can disciple somebody for 5 years, the person will not change. Because what the person is looking for is not to hear the correct thing. You are saying the correct thing, but there is no power to break through to the place in him where there is response. And as long as that continues, then the rate of the time it takes for discipleship in the body of Christ, it can take 5-10 years for somebody to become somebody matured. You noticed in majority of churches it takes 10 years for you to be matured. But Jesus taught people for 3 years and they became apostles. 3 years. And this is when the oppression of the indwelling spirit is not yet manifest. So the workings of God is fundamentally from outside, such that even after Peter have seen all this, he knows them, yet he wasn't even working in them fully. But Jesus was able to raise them to the point that he knows that he can hand over the mandates to them. And then the Bible said that the word is like fire. There are things that people respond to. Sometimes I come, and when people speak, you notice that as they speak, it seems as if the words they speak is burning in your heart. You can't even explain it. It's burning. Like, oh, it's burning. Sometimes it will be burning deep. It will seem as if you dropped it on a flammable substance, a flammable surface. And as the coals dropped, it's burning deep into you. It's burning. And sometimes because of the burning, you cannot stand the burnings. The burnings of God. There are many things that will not get done in the kingdom until we experience the burnings of God. Sometimes all men need to do is to experience the burnings. Once the burnings come, then they will begin to yearn for that dimension. Many things you have told them before that they didn't bother to hear. When the burnings come, they will say, no, there is something about what you are talking now that ministers to my heart. They have been hearing you before, but the burnings came now. And suddenly they will ask you, what have you been saying before? As if what you are saying before was not correct. It is the burnings. The Bible said when Jesus came back from the wilderness, the Bible said in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 1, he said that Jesus, being filled with the Holy Ghost, went to the wilderness, and after fasting 40 days, he came out. In verse 14 to 18, the Bible said he came out with the power of the Spirit. He went in full of the Holy Ghost, but he came out with power. I have always asked people, if I ask you now, you say you have the Holy Ghost. The question is, if a man has the Holy Ghost, where is the power? Because when the apostles got the Holy Ghost the first time, the proof of the Holy Spirit baptism was not just tongues. It was power, evident. Something that had the capacity to subdue witchcraft and demons and devils in your territory. See, when I left that guy, I left and I went, I read a book by Leonard Ravenhill, Why Revival Tarries. And I came to a particular chapter and he spoke about give me unction or I die. I changed it to give me souls or I die. I went and prayed and fasted on that young man, said 6 to 6 for 6 days. And I said, give me this soul, oh God, or I die. The guy went to Chike Damsel in a fellowship. And when he went there, what happened is that the fellowship president touched him after 3 attempts. And he went to the wall and balanced on the wall and said, if people are falling, guy, man like me will fall. That's the last thing he remembered. See, when the power comes, you stop begging. He fell under power after 2 hours. Fellowship executives rounded him like this. And they were trying to find out what was wrong with him. The guy spoke in tongues for 3 days non-stop. He couldn't speak vernacular or English language. Only tongues. If he wants to say pious good morning, he will say Sakambre Dosa. I want to drink water. It's normal. I want to drink water. The guy was embarrassed to the point that he couldn't do anything about it. He went to a lecture. He couldn't speak English language. He ran back to his room and was crying and weeping for 3 good days. So after me, power. When I got back, the guy told me, I said, okay. So this is the team. Lord, why didn't you tell me since? I have the key now. And I went back fasting. I fasted for long. One of those days, I fasted for 5 days from December 21 to December 25th. 5 days on wet mountains, dry. Me and my friend, we carried 2 gallons of water with something to play messages with. And then carried lantern. We went there and spent 5 days. By the time we are coming back, we became another man. One of my friends is supposed to be here. It is in one of those days I came back and my face shined. It's not this. It shined. He said, what is on your face? That's when I know that there is a glory to come. When I came back from that place, I will come in a room out in the hostel in UNN those days. There are many hostels. In a hostel, there can be up to 40 rooms. I entered the room and I was telling them about Jesus. Every single person that entered did not leave. And the people that were there were held spellbound. I can't even remember what I was saying. All I know is that they were held under the convicting power. Power. They were listening before I know it. People got born again, crying everywhere. Even Catholics spoke in tongues for the first time in their life. It is Catholic so that you know that it's not Pentecostal. He has been hearing it before. No, they have not spoken before. They spoke. And my friend called me and said, how did you do this? I said, I touched something and the thing entered inside of me. It's fire. It's fire. One of those days I touched the fire. My siblings, they will tell you, there is a room I have. And in that room I wrote on the wall, I have touched these flames. And now I born. What we need is a burning generation. When you come, the coals and flames, we dissipate darkness. Certain of the things people pray for is not prayer. It's an ambience that you carry. Have you not noticed? A lady that has the spirit of immorality comes around you, you start feeling it. Why won't people come around you and feel God? They will come around you and feel heaven. Because of what you are carrying. Why will you carry something that is not feelable? Something that is not transmittable? Something that cannot be given? Something that cannot be touched? Something that cannot change anything? Something that is not heavy? You have to insist that in this conference, God will mantle me with power. I can't represent him without something requisite. And depending on where God is sending you, sometimes God will send you to a place where falling under power is no more enough. He's sending you to places where you appear and native doctors will come and submit what they have, submit their charms, submit the things that they have. Because the only way that they can be able to be saved, even they too need what you have, is power. Abi, what's the difference between Lawrence Oyon and other singers? What's the difference? Just tell me. Because I've checked what he's saying. Sometimes he'll be singing something that you cannot even follow. But yet your heart is drawn to you. Why is it that everybody, there are people that can say, oh, nothing is happening. Me too, I know they like listening to that one. But he will come and say, everybody will follow. What is my sister? What is Say after me, power. That's what is I met one of my friends. He said, now him and Lawrence is everywhere. The first time I met him, he said, the guy that plays guitar for him said that if they are going for ministration, you can even know whom I'm talking about. If they are going for ministration, one of the things that happens is that they will pray in tongues for hours trekking to the meeting with fasting. That is ministration. They are praying in tongues trekking for hours. Kambeko lakapatakai kapakamba shaka kapakaba kaba shada. They are charging. When the man comes and stands like this, whatever he says is the one happening. Suddenly, it seems as if he's bringing the atmosphere of heaven. What is touching? I was discussing with him one day. He said that he is a priest, that he is not a music minister, that a priest doesn't have a stage, that he has an altar. That all he has is an altar, not a stage. Wherever he comes to minister, once he stands on his altar and begins to offer something, before you know it, everywhere will be saturated with a dimension of God. This guy will sing and everybody start praying. I thought he's singing. When you finish singing, people should be clapping for you. But when he finishes singing, people are rolling on the ground and praying. Stop clapping for me. All this music you sing, people are clapping for you, is enough. Harry, are you hearing me? Let them not say you did well. What you need to do, let people be drawn to God. Let there be a revelation of a dimension of God anytime you open your mouth to release something. That is what this generation needs. This generation is tending towards a dangerous dimension of the supernatural. You can't survive without something commensurate. Ask God for a territory-specific proof. See, what I'm saying, somebody else can have something and they are clapping for him. But what you need is something that can answer to your territory. Something heavy. You notice that people around you are molested, the demons everywhere, and you are doing counseling. Is it counseling the person needs? What he needs is, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God, you demon of darkness, I charge you, come out. And there is a way you deal with those demons to a certain level. When you appear, you look at them and say, I know you. You demon, come out, I know you. And if it's true that you have a name in the spirit, they know you. The Bible said that the seven sons of Sceva told the demonized person, he said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul is preaching, come out. The Bible said that the demon said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. You, who are you? See, let me tell you, men have the capacity to sustain names in the spirit. It is the currency of transaction. That is a way you do business with God. Somebody like A.A. Allen will appear and say, I am A.A. Allen. You devil of darkness, come out. I need to tell you, there are no times, you might not have time to say in Jesus' name. You will just come and look at demonized person and say, and the demon comes. I want to ask, what is that means? Are you with me? Something is encoded in it that have the capacity to eject demons, that have the capacity to move something from point one to two, to move men. You can pastor people 10 years, they are not making advancement. But when power is encoded in what you are doing, suddenly you will look at people that got born again 3 months ago. They are already miracle workers. I read a book by John G. Lake. He said a young man got born again and went to the mountains of South Africa. And after 21 days of fasting, he came back and healed a madman. And they discipled him and then planted him. John G. Lake planted more than 300 churches in South Africa. That's how he raised this man. You see, it doesn't take time. It takes a desire, a determination to have more of God. See, let me tell you. Jesus told his disciples, he said, tarry until. He didn't say tarry for 2 days. He didn't say tarry for 1 year. He said what? Tarry until something comes ready. Something that have the capacity
to turn a generation back to God. Something that have the capacity. If you look around, anytime I see some things, I weep in my heart. Sometimes now, you say you are a pastor, you are a man of God. Sometimes I don't even want to tell people I'm a pastor, because of the way it has been bastardized, it has been lower. A pastor can even come and look at something and say, because you curse the name of the Lord, this one will happen. Nothing will happen. And they are used to nothing happening. We must stand in a place in God where we are correct. And then when we speak, something will live to confirm it. And let me tell you, the reason why there is fake ministers everywhere, false prophets, is because the major reason is because there are not many people functioning in this. If the thing, the man is calling for people to come and do this and do that, that 50 people here can do it. He has gone out of business. Because you can simply pick up your phone and call anybody and he will do that thing. There is no need for a special meeting or bring cutlass, a special meeting or bring coconut service. Where is all this, my Port Harcourt brethren? Or bring coconut, bring broom, bring. What's all this kind of services? Somebody help me. Koboko service is because there is no Holy Ghost. When there is no Holy Ghost and power, then they will bring Koboko service for you. See, you will stand in that territory. Or you will stand and you will be the beacon, the light. Somebody that have the capacity to mirror God in the dimension that we seek. Let me tell you, a whole campus can fall at the feet of Jesus. I know it. Like I know my name. A whole campus can fall at the feet of Jesus. If one man and a few men can stand and be clothed. I have vowed I must be clothed with what it takes. The glory that it takes. Something so heavy that anytime I appear, a generation will know that God is alive. It's not in my days that they will say, where is God? No, I will be a living sign, an emblem, witness, a token of divine ordinances, divine matters, divine function, divine will and oppression in a season and in a territory. I have decided something must come on me. Jesus told me, and I believe what he said. He said, if you tarry, power will come. If you tarry, power will come. If you tarry, if you tarry. God will release garments of power this night. Let me tell you, that's what is going to happen. In the next 5 minutes, let me tell you, the Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he said, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. My God, I feel as if I'm mantled now. I feel the fire of the Spirit. I feel the weight of the glory of heaven. Kali Asele. He said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come on you. How can you have the Holy Ghost and then there is no power? How can a man have the Holy Ghost and then the power is not there? I refuse to operate powerless. I refuse to be weak. I refuse to be impotent. I refuse to be incompetent. I refuse to lack what it takes. I must be equipped with the power, with the glory, with what it takes. A generation cries out, my territory is in need of a dimension of God. My family is in need. I will host God. There is a dimension that is witness dimension. We have touched power but no witness dimension. I can imota sambre comre tapataka. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. The angels of the living God are invading this place now. They are invading. Angels of power. Angels of power. Some of you will literally have an angel. God will bless you. What we have is not just power coming. An angel of power will accompany you. An angel of power, when it comes, you don't need to feel anointed. All you need to do is to speak the word of God. Those angels confirm, it's a proof that you now have an angel of power. When you are here, 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 yes, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here. Oh my God. Oh my God. Sale peretos cambretalia ambrecopata satabalia mento catis faratas faratas calia fenetedex. Hey. There is a distribution. This night. Give me space. Mama. Hey. Shadia Breta. Pray for 2 minutes. Prepare your heart. Something is coming. Prepare your heart. There is a promise of power. Sale de Boria. Ambra Capatar. Sata Palata Bacaya. Ambre de Pedia Cava. God said, He is swim vessels of power. There are men that they are vessels of power. Vessels of power. God is your man for me. Lift up your hands. Salesh Fatas Veneta Pash Felia 2 minutes. Sale. Hi. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here. Follow me. When you are here. When you are here, when you are here, you are not with me. When you are here, 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 when you are here. When you are here, 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 when you are here. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands, please. Ask God for something. Close your eyes. Ask. Tony, ask for something. Ask for something. You see, it's coming. Yeah. Listen. Just lift your hands. I will tell you what to do with that hands. Just put it up. It will seem as if your hands are soaked into the glory cloud, the substance of heaven. I will count to three. Then you will take your hand and put it on your head and shout Jesus. Shout it at the top of your voice. Are you ready? Are you ready? Angels of the living God, move, oh, move, oh. One. Two. Three. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, 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 fire, fire,
Thank you for joining us on this incredible spiritual journey through the faith series brought to you by spiritnerds.org. We hope these powerful sermons have touched your heart, expanded your understanding, and ignited a flame of faith within you. Remember, the journey doesn't end here. Continue to explore the depths of faith, seek wisdom, and embrace the transformative power of the gospel in your daily life. Stay connected with spiritnerds.org for more uplifting content as we strive to be the source of inspiration for millions of Christians worldwide.